L and I, and then he'd throw some over in there for the pig. He'd throw them over in there to the pigs. Let them eat on.
Mm-hmm. So did you have, when your dad had this watermelon farm, did you have chores that you had to do every day?
Well,
around your house, or did you have to go out and help outside, or help with the laundry, or something like that?
No, we had big grown sisters did that. We didn't.
At some point, you must have had some chores to do.
Well, clean the kitchen up in the morning. Mm-hmm. Clean the kitchen. Wash dishes.
Oh, wait. I have this big one I need to ask now. Were you responsible for making up your own bed?
Uh-huh. Till Mama broke us up.
What do you mean?
We had just go throw the cover up on there anyway and go about it. She broke us from that. And we knew that wasn't right. This cover that's be hanging. Well, it's like we got out of it. And we tell her we done made it up. And she said, yeah, come here. Said, who made up this bed? And there we looking at each other. And we know who did it. She said, it's the last time I'm telling y'all about this bed. Said, because when you get out of this bed, make it up. Said, you don't know who coming in your bed ain't been made up. It look like choir. It don't look like nobody even slept in it last night. She had a sweat. And I got something won't break, too. So she called us one by one. Pull that sweater off. You have on a sweater. Pull it off. I ain't gonna tear up your sweater. If she act like she gonna kill us, we thought she was gonna kill us. She get us a good whipping. That broke us up from that, though.
So
we just get out of the bed. It just like we got out of it.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you when you had to make up? How old did she start where you had to make up your own bed?
I don't forget how old I was, but I know she is telling us, don't get out of that bed and leave it like that.
I was just wondering, because I got this going on with my own six-year-old.
Yeah.
It's your bed, you slept in it, you make it up.
Yeah.
Don't try that pulling that cover over like you were doing that thing.
Help you do that now, don't you?
You don't. No.
Well, I do sometimes.
Oh, no. She called her out.
Now wait. Now you didn't. Now with your own children,
yeah,
did you tell them to make their bed up, and they had to make it up?
Uh huh. But see, they weren't old as I am, though. See, they was able to make it up.
Did they try that cover pulling over thing?
Uh huh. See, but I'm not got old now.
You feel you can do whatever you want.
You can do
that's what my grandmother says. I'm old. I can do whatever I want. I don't know about this. Okay. It sounds like you were getting all kind of whippings going on.
I'm telling you.
Oh, no. All right. So now we're getting a better picture of you. You were the mischievous one.
Troublemaker.
The troublemaker.
Yeah.
I bet you were leading the pack. You were going, let's go out there and get Daddy's watermelons and let's
bust
go throw them out there and bust them up. And you were going, let's go in there and not make our beds up and see what Mama does.
And no.
So who was the one then? If you weren't the one, who was the one? Who was the one got into the most trouble?
I don't know.
I don't know. You tell me, because you get in plenty of trouble now.
I don't know who got in the most trouble.
Okay.
The boys get in more trouble than the girls, you think?
Well, I don't know why they did or not. But
I'm seeing you.
I think it might be her.
Yeah, y'all trying to put it all on me.